Take your Bibles, if you would, and please turn to Acts chapter 26 for our message today. And we're going to begin in verse 12, so if you'll make your way there. And out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're able to stand physically, please stand. I'll be reading all of these verses through verse 23. And if you'll join me on the even verses, of course, that's beginning there in verse 12. This is kind of one of my favorite passages of Scripture. I just love this account of Scripture. And we're going to look at something today that I think is very critical, especially as our focus is on the idea of world missions and what purpose God has for that in our lives. If you're there in Acts chapter 26, beginning in verse 12 altogether, let's read together. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple, and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. The title of the message today is The Mission of Missions. And Paul is giving his testimony and his account here to King Agrippa. And he tells King Agrippa what God, in the form of Jesus Christ, if you will, told him in verse 18. And these are basically the points of our message today, that he was being sent to do a work for God. And this is the work. This is the mission of missions. Paul said he was being sent, in verse 18, to open their eyes. He was sent out to open the eyes of people to see Jesus Christ and to experience eternal life. That's the mission of missions. Not only to open their eyes, but to turn them from darkness to light. He said to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. And then thirdly, from the power of Satan unto God. You see, there is a mission to missions, and God cares about that mission. I think it's very evident that we indeed do have the message God has for us today. And you know what? It has to do with world missions and going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature, telling them, for God so loved the world. Yesterday, out soul winning, I had the privilege of leading a man to Christ. This is not a man who had never heard the gospel before. 63 years old, been to church his whole life. He's trying to work his way to heaven. Thought good works was going to get him in. But very quickly, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God and the providence of God and the sovereignty of God, he's like, you know what? I need to ask Jesus to be my Savior. And what a joy to see that man born again. You know what? What a joy Paul had going around the world and to show people Jesus Christ and to open their eyes to the truth that is in Jesus. Paul told Agrippa that Jesus Christ himself, as he saw this light and was fallen to the ground and heard a voice from heaven speak, being given a mission, being delivered from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. In the New Testament, we have record of Paul and Barnabas praying and ministering in Antioch, and the Holy Spirit of God saying, separate me out, Barnabas and Saul, for the work I have called them. It's his work, folks. God wants us to be a part of it. And as the local church and as believers in Christ, of the body of Christ, we have the mission of missions in our lives. To go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. To open their eyes. To deliver them. To turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Are you ready to take on this mission? Are you ready to fulfill this mission? You see, Brother Combs, I don't feel called to go to Africa or to Southeast Asia or even to Ukraine or to Russia. That's a hot spot right now, isn't it? Yeah. I don't feel called to go there. Oh, I don't feel called to go to South Africa or to Antarctica to witness to all the scientists. Or Argentina or Brazil or Central America, Canada, Mexico. No, but we can go through partnering with them. You go back and read all these wonderful letters that these missionaries write. All they want to do is open their eyes. All they want to do is turn those dear people from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. You know, we have the opportunity in our community. This is our area to do this. Will we? You know what Paul said? Paul said, this is my mission. This is the mission of missions. God called me and he sent me to do this. And in verse 19, I love what Paul says. He says, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not... Oh, here's the key. I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Hey, are we being obedient or disobedient? See, what do you mean? Jesus said that they were to preach the gospel to every creature. That they were to go into all the world and to teach them all things and to show them things. And that they, in Acts chapter 1, would receive power. And they would be able to be witnesses. And they were supposed to be, commanded to be witnesses. In Jerusalem. And in Judea. And in Samaria. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. Going out and being a witness for Christ. Preaching the gospel. Is a command. That all believers are to have a part in. Now, keep in mind, I did not quantify how many people you're supposed to reach. Because I don't know that. I just know we're supposed to reach people. And maybe it's one. Maybe God just wants you to reach one. I don't know how much fruit God expects for you to produce. We talked about that all in the month of January. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to our Facebook page and look it up and watch the messages from January. You'll understand very quickly, okay? Now listen, I don't know if you're supposed to find one or two or 10 or 20 or 30. I don't know. Maybe hundreds, maybe thousands. That's not for me to decide. All I know is we're supposed to go. We're supposed to do. We're supposed to take on this mission of missions that Paul testified of to King Agrippa. He said, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them at Damascus. That's where he was going. So he just went ahead and went there and showed them. And then he went to Jerusalem and showed them and throughout all the coasts of Judea. Gee, that sounds a little bit like Acts 1:8. He showed them. And then he went to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and to do works meet for repentance. We know that this happens to be toward the end of his missionary life as on this earth as a servant of God and as the taker of the gospel to these people. But by now he had been through Macedonia, he had been through all of Asia, he had been through all of these parts of the world. Starting churches, countless churches everywhere. Because he was not disobedient to this heavenly vision. You know, when he came to the end of his life, he said, hey, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I know I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've fulfilled these things that God has had for me in my life. How are we doing in that mission of missions? One of the games I like to play, I like board games, but I like strategic board games. Y'all ever heard of a game called Risk? Yeah, good game. Okay? So if you do it right, it takes, you know, sometimes it can take quite a long time to play it. Battling back and forth and back and forth. But you know, the game of Risk is about world conquest, conquering the world. Right? But you can also play a version of it called Mission Risk. And there are these little cards called mission cards. And you hand them out to the players and each player gets a card. And on one side it might say, you need to conquer this many territories and have this many armies. Or it might say you need to completely conquer the gray pieces or the red pieces or the blue pieces or whatever pieces it might be. But there's a mission to it. And once you complete that mission, you're the winner. You know what? God's given us a mission. To open their eyes. To turn them from darkness to light. And to deliver them from the power of Satan unto God. How are we doing with our mission? Are we the winners? Paul said, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord is going to give him, right? You understand that Paul finished his course. He did. He won the mission. He completed the mission of missions that God had for him. He told Agrippa at this point in his life that he was accomplishing what God had told him to do. He wasn't disobedient to it. How are we doing in our lives? Well, just a few things about these thoughts. And that introduction went a little bit differently than I had thought about it yesterday. Just because of y'all. Thank you for that. It was wonderful. I really appreciate that. In Isaiah 42, verses 5 through 7, the Bible says, Thus saith God the Lord. He that created the heavens and stretched them out. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Think about that. Isaiah says that this is this light, this covenant, the light to the Gentiles, was to open the blind eyes. What did Jesus send Paul to do? To open their eyes. It said here that in Isaiah that it was to bring out the prisoners from the prison, delivering them from the power of Satan unto God. And then that sit in darkness, Isaiah said, out of the prison house, to turn them from darkness to light. And the word of God is amazing to me. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, Therefore seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but to have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, It is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, little g, God of this world, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Take your Bibles and turn over to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. The mission of missions is to open their eyes, to help them to see Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And as John said, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Are we doing our part to open their eyes, showing to them Jesus Christ? There in John chapter 12, look at verse 36. Jesus said, while ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. See, there are those out there who are being held captive by the devil, by the flesh, by the things of this world. And they need their eyes to be opened. You know, I'm so thankful that we got to walk down a particular street in over in Murphy. And just so happened, I'll use that term very loosely, man was outside washing his truck. Didn't even have to knock on a door. Do you know what? His eyes were blinded. He thought works was the way to heaven. Good works. And listen, I'm for good works. Good works are great. I think we ought to do good things, don't you? They don't get you to heaven. No. Good works don't get you to heaven, folks. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But don't forget, good works are special to God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that we should walk in them. It's a byproduct of salvation, good works is. It's not the way to salvation. We need to open their eyes. We need to show them. And listen, very quickly, I was able to show from Scripture how works was not the way to heaven, but Jesus was. Opening his eyes. We all can have a part in that. Through our own lives and to being a testimony and a witness and preaching the gospel to every creature in our own community, but also through giving to world missions and supporting missionaries that are going across the world for the same mission, to open their eyes. In Psalm 119, the Bible tells us, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. We need to show them the Word of God. The Word of God will not return void. This is the truth, folks. Why can't we open someone's eyes to see what God has for them? We ought to. As we take those little gospel tracts everywhere and we hand them out, giving them out, saying, listen, I just want to open your eyes. Would you just consider this? Would you just look at it? Would you just see it for what it is? I'm not asking you to come and join our church. I'm not asking you to come be an independent Baptist. I'm asking you just to look at the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just want to open your eyes so you can see the truth of what's being presented. Paul said, I wasn't disobedient to this heavenly vision. I went all these places, Damascus, Jerusalem, throughout all the coast of Judea, and then unto the Gentiles, to open their eyes and to accomplish the mission of missions. Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. You know this passage of Scripture, beginning in verse 16, very well. But the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Over just a few chapters in John chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." What have we been sent to do? Are we the light? No. We're to bear witness of that light. "That light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." How are we doing turning them from darkness unto light? Listen, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Therefore death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Listen, we live in a dark, dark world. We've been told to be the light, to shine our light. God wants us to show them the light, to let the light shine through us. Is it in you? "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel." No! "I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel." No! "I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Big finish. "Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." We need to turn them from darkness unto light. We're the ones that are bearing witness of the light, just like John did. Oh, we need to show them the light of Jesus in our lives. we need to show them. We need to, even as the Bible says, we need to compel them. We need to kind of say, just kind of grab them and say, listen, let's turn from darkness unto light. It's an active thing. It's a mission. It's the mission of missions. To turn them from darkness unto light. Ye are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. An holy nation. A peculiar people. Anybody called you a weirdo? That's a good thing. Say thank you next time. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5? Ye are the salt of the earth, but the salt hath lost his savor. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Are you completing your mission? The mission of missions? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness. And lastly this morning, and from the power of Satan unto God. In John chapter 8, Jesus was always having battles with these wonderful Pharisee guys. Verse 39, he says, and they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication, we have one father, even God. Jesus saith unto them, if God were your father, he would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. Now listen, that's pretty bold. It's pretty sharp. But also very true. We're condemned already in our sin as lost people, aren't we? We're cursed by the curse of the sin that Adam chose to go against God and bring sin and death into this world. And until we're delivered from the power of Satan unto God, we have no hope, and neither do they. He said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because he is a liar. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Can I just tell you, keep reading, that really stirred them up. You know what? We need to actively go forth and deliver them from the power of Satan unto God. They're held in bondage. They're chained by the shackles of sin. The curse of sin and condemnation is already on them. Don't you want to go help them? Don't you want to turn them from the power of Satan and deliver them from that and bring them to God? That's the mission of missions. Paul said, I was not disobedient unto this heavenly vision. He said, I went and showed them at Damascus and showed them at Jerusalem and showed them throughout Judea. And then I went to the Gentiles and showed them too. Opening their eyes, turning them from darkness to light, and delivering them from the power of Satan unto God. One more time, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians. You say, why are you talking about this to us? We're not missionaries. Let me just remind you, we're all missionaries. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hey, there in Ephesians, look at chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us. You know, I love that word. Vivify. Made us alive. Hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We're to deliver them. We're to turn them from the power of Satan unto God. Paul told Agrippa the reason why the mission of missions exists, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. You see, faith in Jesus Christ allows us to be heirs with Christ, have an inheritance in heaven, have that eternal life. Because God loved us and he brought us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians 5, Paul tells them to be followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. He later in that chapter encourages them not to have fellowship with these things, because we're dead to those things. In 2 Corinthians it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He said that all things are reproved or made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Are you showing people that they need to be released from the power of Satan? They no longer need to be children of disobedience. They no longer need to be of their father, the devil. They can escape all that through Jesus Christ and be turned from the power of Satan unto God. How are we going to accomplish this? One more chapter over, look at Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, we're almost done. You did pretty well turning your pages today. You didn't hold us back too much. Look at verse 10.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And you notice that, this has been told to you before, I'm sure, but did you notice that there is no armor to protect the back? That you're given a sword and a shield, and those devices are not to just to hunker down and just protect. They're offensive. We're supposed to go forward for Christ. We're supposed to go out and actively delivering them from the power of Satan unto God. And you know what? It's a fight. It's a battle. It's dangerous. You know, the devil's no cupcake. I told you this before. I'm for the bus ministry, and I'm for that. But sometimes bus captains get a little carried away with their hoorah songs on the buses. They had one that I refused to sing, anymore. But you know, they used to say, "Down by the river, took a little walk. I met up with the devil, and we had a little talk. I pushed him in the river. And I hung him on the line. We can beat the devil any old time." I mean, it's a cool rhyme, right? Gets the kids all riled up and excited. But it's not true. He's not some cupcake. He's not some pansy. He's not some pushover. He's a roaring lion. He's a fearful adversary. Don't you go in thinking you can beat up the devil. Turning them from the power of Satan unto God, not some light task. We need to go suited up. We need to go in the power of the Lord. We need to go about it the right way. Why do you think these missionaries want us to pray for them? Because they're in some very tough times. Why do you think last week we had to shut off the internet feed? Because some of our missionaries aren't allowed to be told about or they'll be killed. But it's the mission of missions. And can I tell you something? It's worth it. Paul said it's worth it. He said, "Oh, I'm so glad I did it." He said, "Agrippa, I wasn't disobedient. I went forth and did what God told me to do." Are you willing to complete the mission of missions in your life? Open their eyes. Deliver them. Turn them from darkness to light. And turn them from the power of Satan unto God. Paul said, "I'm an ambassador in bonds, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." It's a closing thought for you. In Romans 10:13, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Aren't you glad? It's a whosoever salvation. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." You say, "Oh, Pastor Combs, That's a verse about you. That's your job. No, that's our job. The mission of missions.